My name's Christine and I'm a contemporary jewellery designer, artist. I like to make jewellery that doesn't really look like jewellery until it's perhaps on the body. Sometimes people come in here and think I'm making steering wheel covers and things. I've kind of come full circle with textiles because I studied textiles when I left school and did a lot of wearable arts and stuff for years and years, and then I veered off and tried lots of other things in my jewellery making. I've come back to textiles in recent years. And I think it's just something about needing that tactile interaction in the making process, and that's what textiles provide, so needing to feel the materials in your hand while you're working. And I choose to work not only with non-precious materials but also with quite unconventional materials that you wouldn't normally see in jewellery, mainly chosen for their texture, so I'm quite drawn to textural pieces. I tend to use quite traditional handcraft techniques, those real handed down crafts that kind of have no right or wrong way, like weaving and braiding and macrame and pleating, and yeah, there's no right or wrong way of doing them. Everybody just puts their own spin on them, which is what I'm doing. My processes are quite labour intensive, lots of experimentation, just playing with the materials and manipulating them, see how far I can push them really. I took it to Wellington for an exhibition towards the end of last year, which was with four Wellington jewellery artists, which was kind of neat for me because they were all quite established and had been doing jewellery for a long time. So that was successful. I'm really interested in the context of the modern art gallery and all the rules around how we are supposed to behave in them. So I really like to make things and put them in the gallery that are tempting to touch and play with. I never expect to make money from an exhibition. I don't care if I don't sell. It's more about the experience of making it and showing it and getting it out there. And I have another little range which is more accessible and cheaper, which is kind of my bread and butter. So I sell that around galleries in New Zealand, and this is my art really. I mean, I just love those handicrafts, and you can just, you know, as I said before, just put your own spin on it, and that just takes you onto a whole nother area, and there's so many more to learn. But those textile skills that I learnt when I left school, they just stay with you forever, don't they?